Constraints on dark matter scattering with long-lived mediators from observations of the Sun with the Fermi Large Area Telescope, by D. Sereni et al. The Sun represents a promising target for indirect dark matter searches, as dark matter particles from the galactic halo can be gravitationally trapped in its core or in external orbits, and their annihilations can lead to final states with standard model particles that are able to reach the Earth. In this work, we have considered a scenario in which dark matter particles can annihilate into pairs of long-lived mediators, which in turn can escape from the Sun and decay into pairs of gamma rays or into the B-bar, tau-caret plus tau-caret, mu-caret plus mu-caret channels, with the production of gamma rays in the final states. All these processes are expected to yield an excess in the energy spectrum of gamma rays towards the Sun. We have therefore analyzed the data collected by the Fermi Large Area Telescope during its first 13.5 years of operation, searching for possible excesses in the solar gamma ray spectrum. Since no statistically significant excess is found, we have set constraints on the dark matter nucleon scattering cross-sections in both the spin-dependent and spin-independent cases. For all the mediator decay channels explored and for dark matter masses between a few GeV, C squared and 1 TV, C squared, we have found that the upper limits on the spin-dependent and spin-independent cross-sections are in the ranges from 10 to the power of minus 45 to 10 to the power of minus 39 cm squared and from 10 to the power of minus 47 up to 10 to the power of minus 42 cm squared, respectively. This was constraints on dark matter scattering with long-lived mediators from observations of the Sun with the Fermi Large Area Telescope, by D. Sereni et al.